Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and I've got a problem on my hands. And I think the biggest part is that this is the second time this has happened. This is the second time this has happened in about 5 or 6 months or so. The first time it happened in a laundromat. I went to a fucking laundromat, and I came home, I was sorting through my fucking clothes, and bam, there's a fucking pair of panties in there that I didn't recognize. I didn't fucking put them in there. I don't wear panties. They weren't from the fucking house. I'm not seeing anybody. I don't know where the fuck they came from, but I came home with a fucking pair of panties, and I was fucking weirded out by it, and I fucking, you know, had to get rid of them. I had to fucking toss them. I had to fucking burn the panties. Get that shit out of here. What the fuck? Like, what happened? Like, dude, check the goddamn washer and dryer before you fucking leave. And here's the crazy thing. I did. I did check. I don't know if somebody threw just a stray pair in when I was at the fucking laundromat, but it fucking happened at the laundromat, and I was fucking totally freaked out. I thought, you know what? That's fine. It's the laundromat. Laundromats are fucking weird, skeevy places. A lot of fucking weird shit can happen at the fucking laundromat. It's like going to a bar at fucking 3 a.m. Going to a fucking laundromat at any time of fucking day is the equivalent of going to the fucking late night bar at Last Call. Anywhere in the fucking world is gonna be some weird shit in there. You're gonna see some weird fucking people. You're gonna see some fucking cretins. I've fucking been there. I fucking know it's bad. I've been in both places. Very similar clientele. But I live in an apartment building now. There are buildings with like 8 fucking units in them, and there's one fucking laundry room downstairs. They got one washer and 2 dryers. So it's relatively easy to find a time to do your fucking clothes. And they're not like the fucking commercial washer and dryer and shit that you see at the fucking laundromat. The fucking side-loading shits, the fucking big machines. It's not a fucking mess in there. You're not fucking rushing. It's a fucking normal, like, top-loading machine and fucking side-loading dryer. They're normal size. They're normal size. If you walked in somebody's basement and you saw the washer fucking dryer, it looks like the fucking washer dryer I have in my apartment building now. I've been here for a few months at this point. What month is this? I don't know. I've been here for about 5 months. I did my laundry the other day. I come upstairs. I got it in my fucking laundry basket. Start sifting through everything. And I see this like fucking silky blue thing. And I'm like, what? Looked like a scarf. I'm like, what the? I don't own a fucking scarf. I don't have an ascot. Like, what the fuck is this? What is this nonsense? And I lifted it up and I just like threw it down. I was like, ah! What the fuck is this? It's another pair of panties. Jesus Christ. There was another pair of panties in my fucking wash, but I did the wash in here. I did it in here. The panties are coming from inside the building. It's like that old fucking movie. You know, the call is coming from inside the house. The panties are coming from inside the fucking building. Dude, I got a fucking pair of panties right now in my apartment right now. I'm even hesitant to be saying this right now because, I mean, I'm a little bit loud. And what if somebody's walking by? What if somebody has their fucking ear to the goddamn door? They're like, wait a minute. What did that guy just say? He's stealing fucking panties from the old ladies in this place. And I say old ladies. Most of the people in here, old. These are old lady panties. A fucking old vagina's been on there. So I ran to my fucking kitchen and I pulled out like one of the fucking Ziploc bags and I put them in the Ziploc bag. It's like crime scene evidence right now. I watch a lot of Law and Order. So I put them in there and it's still in the house somewhere. I don't know where it is. I didn't throw them out. Where the fuck? Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find them. Yes. They're still here. Look at this. God damn it. I gotta take a picture of this and post it. It's a social media day and age, baby. We gotta post this shit. And I just threw them out. Now they're in the fucking garbage. Now the fucking evidence is gone. I told my buddy, I told Chops, I was like, Chops, you're not gonna fucking believe this. I just did some laundry at my apartment complex and I got a pair of panties in there. And he's like, son, this is turning into a little bit of a fucking pattern. He's right, it's a fucking trend now. This has happened twice. I went the first 35 or so odd years of my life never having straight panties in my laundry. I mean, I was married for a while and I did the fucking laundry, so I've seen them. I know what they look like. I've washed them before. I did all the fucking laundry. But I've never had like fucking random panties. And this is twice. I don't know what the fuck, I don't know what the fuck is happening here. And the crazy thing is, it's one thing when you don't know who they could potentially belong to. At the fucking laundromat, they can belong to fucking anybody. Any fucking hobo out there, the fucking panties could belong to. But like, now, anytime I fucking walk by one of these old ladies, I think like, are they your panties? Bend over a little bit. Let me see your waistline. Do they match up? Because I gotta know. Because if I narrow it down to just the one person, I can just be creeped out by that one person. At this point right now, I'm creeped out by everybody. Everybody in the building is a suspect, even the dudes. It could be fucking anybody. It could be Flea down the hall. I don't know what that guy wears. I just know they're not mine. And I'm tired of fucking getting fucking panties. And here's the problem, right? So usually, like, if something gets lost down there, like, for example, one of my socks, I must have just dropped a sock. And I went down there like the next week and I was like, my sock was on like the shelf. Like somebody was nice enough to fucking put the stray sock on the shelf. Once I leave the laundry area with the panties, I can't go back down there with them. Like, hey, what do you got there, buddy? But oh yeah, these, yeah, just a pair of panties. I'm just gonna leave them here. You can't leave those out. Like, what am I? I'm just gonna walk down with them. I put them in my fucking pocket and then just pull them out, like throw them in there and run away. God damn it, old ladies. I live with a bunch of old ladies. That's all that live here. This can never get out, but I'm going to put it out for the world. So, I mean, I guess I hope it doesn't happen again. I'm more fucking vigilant down there. Anytime I fucking finish a load, I like rub, I'm moving my hand around the dryer. Like, is there anything else in here? You're fucking doing the checks, making sure. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays, hopefully without any more panties. I'm done. I'm done either washing or drying people's panties. You can catch every episode on Podbean, though, the website or the app. I'm also on Spotify. That's new or newer. I don't know when the fuck I put myself there. I'm on Google Play as well, Apple Podcast too. I'm on Twitter. That's at JohnsonHateYou. You can catch me in the Facebook timeline as well, my Facebook timeline. Also, I'm on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes.